Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, is on a special assignment today, but she sends her love. Early this morning, as I was reading, I came across a quote by motivational speaker and author Les Brown, who said, "We spend our time looking at what other people do or what they have. We deprive ourselves of the opportunity to see our own value." I want you to think about that quote today. In fact, think about it the rest of the weekend and forever. Hallelujah. But what does the word opportunity mean to you? Dictionary.com says it's a situation or a condition favorable for the attainment of a goal. It also says, defines it as a good position, chance, or prospect as for the advancement of success. The American Heritage Dictionary says a favorable or advantageous circumstance or combination of circumstances, a chance for progress or advancement. Now, in both those definitions, did you notice that it says opportunity was a good position, chance, or prospect? And the other dictionary says it was a chance for progress. I can't tell you how many people, say to me and have over the years that they're looking for the right opportunity. The bottom line is that a lot of people who claim to be preparing for an opportunity are just stalling and making excuses. To succeed financially or in any other manner, you have to do something, buy something, or start something. President Abraham Lincoln once said, "I'll study and get ready and be prepared for my opportunity when it comes." See, we need to be preparing for the opportunity before it's ever going to manifest. Our preparation will bring the manifestation of the opportunity. The reason a lot of people are not prepared, well, is because they're always killing time. Several years ago, I did a teaching about that. Guy said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm just killing time." And the Lord spoke to my spirit and said, "And he's murdering his opportunities." Listen, if we kill 15 minutes a day, that's 11 working days a year, or almost one day a month. Let me give you a revelation. The right opportunity, if the right opportunity was so easy to find, somebody else already has it because they're looking for it. Here are 10 things about finding the right opportunity. Number one, what is the real opportunity that you should be seeking? Galatians 6:10. "Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." When we get saved, our motivation must change from getting to giving. We should live to give, not to get. When the word opportunity is mentioned, most of us focus on the benefit that comes to us. But listen to Galatians 6, verses 7 through 10. Galatians 6, 7 through 10, the classic Amplified Bible. "Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he'll reap." Verse 8, "For he who sows to his own flesh, lower nature, sensuality, will from the flesh reap decay and ruin and destruction. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Number 9. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint and act ignobly in doing right. For in due time and in the appointed season we shall reap, if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint. So then, as occasion and opportunity open up to us, let us do good morally to all people, not only being useful or profitable to them, but also doing what is there for their spiritual good and advantage. Be mindful to be a blessing, especially to those of the household of faith. In other words, those who belong to God's family with you, believers. That's an amazing passage of scripture.
Amazing.
I want to give you the notice that Paul, I want you to notice that Paul used the word opportunity in the context of an opportunity to give. He sees our lives as being conducted so that we are people who are constantly seeking to give, bless others, not to receive from them. This is truly a kingdom mentality. It is revolutionary. It's entirely different from the world. And yet, it's also our key to reaping a mighty harvest. Number 2, who creates your opportunities? Well, the Lord does. Colossians 4:3, New Century Version. Also pray for us that God will give us an opportunity to tell people his message. Pray that we can preach the secret that God has made known about Christ. Our opportunities are from God. What we do with them is our gift to him. Number 3, be ready when God gives you the right opportunity. Matthew 10:18. You will stand trial before governors and kings because you're my followers. But this will be your opportunity to tell the rulers and other unbelievers about me. You're looking for the right opportunity. Hey, we have it every day. To witness the goodness of our God and his problem-solving power for what we face on a day-to-day basis. When we're fulfilling our vision, know this, others are going to seek to hinder it. They'll seek to hinder our obedience. Here's a question. This morning, every morning, when you rise, do you see difficulties in every opportunity? Or do you see opportunities in every difficulty? Number 4, never give others the opportunity to speak evil of you. 1 Timothy 5:14 in today's New International Version. So I counsel younger widows to marry, to have children, to manage their homes, and to give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Number 5. You've got to be looking for your opportunity. You've got to be looking for it. It's not going to knock on the door and go, here I am. You've got to be looking for it. Acts 3:2, classic amplified. Peter preaches in the temple. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. People of Israel, he said, what is so surprising about this? And so why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? When opportunity knocks, some people object to the interruption, but not you. Not you. Number 6, opportunity will come at just the right time. Luke 21:13. But this will be your opportunity to tell them about me. Number seven, the right opportunity will come if you have faith. Romans 1:10. One of the things I always pray for is the opportunity. God willing to come at last to see you. Do you pray for opportunities? Or are they about you or about how you can be a blessing to others? Number eight, when the right opportunity comes, there will be opposition. 1 Corinthians 16:9. Because a good opportunity for a great and growing work has been given to me now, and there are many people working against me. By the way, that's the New Century Translation. Number nine, make the most of every opportunity. Don't waste your time. Ephesians 5:16. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Colossians 4:5. Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Colossians 4:5 in the Message Bible says it this way. Use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversion, not to put them down, not to cut them off. Number 10, use your opportunities as a blessing to others to fulfill the second greatest commandment. Galatians 5:13. My friends, you were chosen to be free. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do anything you want. Use it as an opportunity to serve each other with love. Great scripture. Man's adversity, our adversity, is always God's opportunity. And that way he can release opportunities into our lives. Colossians 3:23-24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive a reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. That same scripture in the Classic Amplified Bible says, whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul, as something done for the Lord and not for men. Knowing with all certainty that it's from the Lord and not from other men, that you will receive the inheritance, which is your real reward. The one whom you are actually serving is the Lord Christ, the Messiah. And the Message Bible says in part this way, and don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from your heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full. Proverbs 22:29 in the Message Bible. Observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a back seat to anyone. See, this helps not only talk about how to find an opportunity, but what we should do when we find it. Close with another quote I read earlier this morning. This one from Pastor Joel Osteen, who said, please hear this. We will never be able to recognize opportunities if we first don't recognize all that we have and all that we've been given. Wow. Child of God, know this. We create our own opportunities. We need to start where we are and get going. And I can't think of a better time to do it than right now. Right now. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And also, while you're at the website, check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking. Rich salts. Bye-bye.